Hi, you could tell me where Ava sits? Casper, right? Thank you, Casper. And Casper, be still. Ava? Dr. Ava Maddox, correct? Hi. Oh, Casper over there told me how to find you. He said look for the booth with those messy papers everywhere, pencils, and a cup of coffee. And look, you even have an unsmoked cigarette. How unusual. I'm sure the other patrons appreciate you not smoking in the diner. I personally appreciate it. Oh, Casper won't be able to answer to you. Sorry, I froze him. Yeah, I kind of froze everybody in the diner. So Gloria, Leif, even your friends on the radio. Who is it? Effie and Zebulon? From here to the parking lot. No one can come in and no one can communicate with us. Just me and you. Because I need your help and I need to talk to you uninterrupted. Your friends will be okay. Think of me like Medusa. I freeze people, but don't turn them to stone. Did you know that Medusa actually didn't turn people into stone? It's just that when people told her story and tried to explain what happened to the person, they didn't fully understand. So they would say it like a statue, and then there you go. Throughout time, everybody thought they turned to stone like a statue, but that wasn't true. So I'm more like Piper from Charmed, but I'm not a witch. I'm more like your diner here, an anomaly. And I need your help. Oh, please don't clean up your papers. I mean, seriously, if I want to look at them, I would just freeze you, look at them, find what I needed. And then move on. But I mean, you're writing in whatever script that is, and I don't have time. I would tell you and explain to you how I freeze people, but I can't. I don't have time. And trust me, I know you're brilliant enough to get it. I don't have time. So, may I sit down? You always have a choice, Ava. May I sit? Thank you. Wow, this is more comfortable than I thought it would be. So, where do I begin?